702, the Friday Mix. Travel.
It is 48 minutes after one, and it's time for us to go into our travel feature. And we have Gabi Zietman on the line. Gabi, good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, I'm great. How's it going that side?
Fantastic. I hope that Cape Town is treating you well.
Yes, it's a bit cold today, but the weekend's looking hot.
So, Gabi, you've been on a rather interesting travel experience around South Africa. I believe you started in East London and you went to Duwesa Nature Reserve. Talk to us a bit about just what you've experienced along the way.
Well, I went on a nice little wild coast trip for a week where we started going from East London all the way to Duwesa Nature Reserve, mm-hmm. which is a quaint little reserve just on the coast. It's very quiet. The crowds are very small, but it's got the most beautiful forests and beaches that you will see that is completely unspoiled. Mm-hmm. And from there, we traveled through villages and homesteads of the wild coast, and we went all the way through Coffee Bay to Mdumbi, where we stayed in a backpackers. And again, it's an expansive beach that opens up next to the Mdumbi River mouth. Mm-hmm. And there we had like the most beautiful full moon bonfire on the beach.
That sounds incredible.
And the water was so warm that you could just like have a little splash in the water at night.
As you're describing it, I almost feel like I was there in my mind and in my heart. you traveled on 4x4 roads, right?
Sorry?
You traveled using 4x4s, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Yes.
So the roads aren't very well looked after.
Yes.
So you not necessarily need a 4x4, but you would need a high-rise vehicle, mm-hmm. just so that you don't get too stuck. And also, there's no petrol stations on the wild coast. So
wow.
You have to be very clever when driving that you can make it out to the main road to quickly grab top up on fuel.
That calls for a lot of pre-planning and to really know what it is that you're doing. And then you cross over K-Mouth on a ferry.
Yes. So that's just before if you're going from East London, you go on this little road through Willowvale, and then you finally get, just before you get to Duwesa, you cross the river, K Rivermouth, mm-hmm. and you take this ferry that goes every day, and it's a very short drive, but it takes only two cars, so it can be a little bit stressful when the river is quite strong.
And now, what about the hole in the wall? Talk to us a bit more about that.
You always hear about the hole, and you don't realize how stunning it is until you get mm-hmm. there. And then you can see it from every angle imaginable. They've got this little route you can take, and they've put up, Eastern Cape Park has put up a little sign that frames the hole in the wall. And you can take some pretty pictures there. And then you can walk down and swim right in front of the hole in the wall with the warmest water I've ever experienced in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And you can then also, next to it, there's a little crag, and you can hike up to this top of this very large hill. We were quite heaving and panting when we got to the top, and then you get to see the hole in the wall from the side. So you can literally see it from all sides, and it's well worth exploring, spending a little more than 2 hours there.
That sounds awesome. And now, if we can just go back to Duwesa Nature Reserve, is that the sort of tour that you can do on your own, or did you have a guide if you're an average person who wants to just, you know, to tour that?
So you can get there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to learn more about Duwesa and the area, you just go to the reception and you ask them to hook you up with a local guide. And that person will just come the next day and take you all around Duwesa, because you drive quite a bit there. And he'll tell you all about the shipwreck that's there. It's a Portuguese ship that wrecked there many years ago. And he'll tell you about the plant life, the animals, the beaches, and also the rock formations, which is very interesting on that beach. It's these geometric rocks that look like they've been carved by human hands, but it's all natural.
And now, something else that must have been awesome to just see is having zebras roam around the different chalets. Let's discuss that a bit.
Yes, so that was our last stop on the route, was at Gluleka Nature Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
That is past Coffee Bay, but it's easier to reach from Tata Town. And there you just stay in the most stunning chalets that look out onto the sea, and the zebras are just everywhere. They'll come right up to the chalets, and you can like just watch them roam. They're the biggest animals in that reserve. Mm. And in this reserve, it's more of a walking experience than a driving experience. So you can walk all the trails. You can go on the most stunning beaches you will ever see. You don't need to travel overseas to see amazing beaches. Yes. You literally feel like you're in a different world. And you just walk around and just are amazed by the forests and the animals and the bird sounds and everything.
Now, as you said, I mean, you don't need to go overseas to experience beautiful beaches. South Africa is truly beautiful. For you, what advice would you give to anybody if they wanted to go on the same sort of tour that you've just gone on, you know, when is around the Wild Coast? When is the best time to go? What should you be looking out for? What was your highlight, should I say?
So the Wild Coast can get, obviously, as most places in South Africa, get very busy around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And in summer, it can get quite unbearably hot. So your best times would be spring and autumn. And if you are able, if you don't have a family, then you should definitely try and go during the week, because we went very much out of season.
Mm-hmm.
But we had Dwesa and Gluleka basically to ourselves. There was almost no one else there. And it's quite surreal when you like completely by yourself in the nature reserve. And you should also need to really plan where you want to go and what you want to do. And as I've said before, with the car situation, you need to know your petrol consumption very well and have a car that can take on a bit more of a hectic dirt road than usual.
That's the part, Gabi, to be really honest, it made me a bit nervous when you said that there are no petrol stations. In my mind, I thought, wow, that's the part that got me the most nervous. But I guess if you're planned and you actually understand the car that you're using, you know, you'll be able to circumvent that potential crisis.
Yes, definitely. You can also, there's many tours that go around that area. There's also 6-day hiking trails where you hike the whole of the Wild Coast. That's apparently also a stunning experience that I still would love to do. And I went with Dejan 4x4 Adventures, so they let you just drive yourself, but they will show you where to go, and they set up camping for you and make your meals. So you can also do something like that.
That sounds fantastic. And then the last thing I would like to know, when it comes to how it is that it impacts your pocket, you know, how would you fare that?
I would say it's very good on the pocket, especially for South Africans.
Yes.
You have to haggle a bit here and there if you're going to the shops or if you want to buy some souvenirs. But on the whole, especially accommodation-wise, it's pretty affordable. I was amazed at Gluleka because those chalets feel like luxury chalets, even though it's self-catering.
Mm.
But they're incredibly cheap. So for four people, you can stay easily 500 a night if you're in the week.
Sounds amazing. Gabi Zietman, who's a content producer for Traveller 24. Thank you very much. I'm actually going to try see when it is that I can make this trip around the Wild Coast. But I think I'll definitely go with a tour, because I'm a tour guide or with somebody, because I'm not going to try and, you know, just make sure that I don't run out of petrol at all. I'm one of those nervous travellers. But nonetheless, thank you very much.
Okay, no, thanks. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I really hope you see the Wild Coast.
Definitely.